It's BCB 106.6 FM. Now, a new art exhibition judged by Lord Patel of Bradford shows how hospital patients can offer a ray of hope amid the pandemic. Signet Hospital in Wyke have teamed up with local employers to help them learn to spot symptoms of depression in the workforce. Now, to tell us more about this exhibition, Head of Occupational Therapy at Signet Hospital Wyke, Geordie Hurst, and Naomi McCormack, Ward Manager, join us now.
Hi, Joe.
Are you both okay?
We're both very well, thank you. Are you yourself?
Aye, not too bad. I've got my little doggies here. We're all still working from home, so my dogs are keeping me company. I do apologise if they do start barking midway through.
We apologise if you hear any alarms or any sounds. We're on the ward as we speak today, on a busy PICU ward.
Naomi, for those that don't know, could you just tell us a little bit about Signet Hospital?
Well, we've got three wards here at Signet Wyke, the male hospital. Two of the wards are for working age guys who are acutely unwell and detained in the Mental Health Act. So they tend to be really quite unwell when they come. However, they only stay with us for about 2 weeks before they're ready to kind of on track, really, get back to their lives.
Why do you think it's so important for men specifically to talk about the mental health?
They're much more likely to take their own lives, and I think part of the reason for that is that they're not encouraged to talk about it. So I think it's extremely important to kind of have those conversation with these guys and make it okay to not be okay.
Definitely. I think over the past few years, the whole stigma surrounding mental health, and especially mental health with men through groups like Andy's Man Club and so on, the stigma seems to have dropped, but there's so much that we still need to do to make people aware of what help is available and that they can speak to people. So what kind of support do you offer?
We have a lot of kind of professionals working here. We can offer psychology groups, you know, occupational therapy groups, and we have on-site jobs that people can do, you know, to build up their CVs and get that experience, you know, interview prep. We have group work or one-to-one stuff, and links with the local community. So the ward downstairs, I know, has got links with the local community, so the long-term plan is that they will be able to access jobs in the community as well, with the support from our staff. There's access to anything, really, that they need to help them.
Have you seen any increase in the amount of people wanting to access your services over this time?
Here at Signet Wyke at the minute, we've had to open another ward up, which is another PICU, so a psychiatric intensive care unit, because obviously there's been a national crisis in terms of the severity of the illness that people are presenting with due to the changes in what's been happening because of COVID. So people have lost roles, their identity, they've become under financial constraints. People obviously have changed in terms of the maybe not working, but now more of a house husband or staying at home and have lost the occupational balance throughout a day. So things have changed, which naturally has then had an impact on the mental health sector in terms of the referrals that we've been getting. During the period of COVID at the minute, the hospital's been on a lockdown, so our service users have been admitted and they've had no opportunity to go out into the community or have visitors to the unit. Everything's obviously been done on Skype and Zoom sessions, which for some service users, that's distressing in itself, because they're not a friend of technology, or because of the mental illness, technology features as part of their delusional system. So we reverted back to what activities can we do to make people feel better, but also draw people in together with other members of staff and the community and make them feel connected. So we decided that we would use the medium of art. So we set a theme and we asked service users what theme they would like to do their art project on, because sometimes just to be given a blank canvas is quite a difficult project in itself. So they chose the theme of hope. So hope in terms of their mental illness and their recovery, but also hope as in what's going to happen for the future, how's the world going to turn out due to the COVID virus. So throughout the period of June, the service users in regular one-to-one or group art sessions have been putting together pieces of artwork to submit. And we thought, why don't we do an exhibition with the works? The standard was at really, really high. We also encouraged the staff and visitors and members of the public to get involved. So we had a campaign over Twitter. We had emails to other services to ask if they wanted to engage in the project. so that people could submit their work, and then we displayed it in our Grange, it's called. The Grange is like a big stately room, and we set it up as an actual art exhibition. So there was cocktails, canapés. We had an official guest judge, which was Lord Patel. And we had sort of a soiree afternoon where he came and looked at each piece. One of our activity coordinators went round with Lord Patel and explained what each piece meant to the service user, because some of the service users were a little bit unwell and couldn't come to the actual event themselves because it were a little bit overwhelming. And then he judged which ones he thought were the winners. But the proviso was, we wanted to give back to the community and give some of the art pieces to the local businesses, so that every time they walk past the piece, they could think about their mental health and well-being of people within their workforce.
It's such a brilliant idea. You mentioned that you reached out and asked other people to get involved. What kind of uptake did you have on that?
We had some school children that got involved. We had some staff members' relatives. We had some family members of service users. Some entries from other Signet services. We only started it very simple, and it kind of spun into a wider project, because Lord Patel was one of the founders of the Mental Health First Aid campaign within Bradford. And so we decided that maybe we should then connect with local businesses, because people detach themselves from actually what can happen and cause someone to need to use this service. And the people that we currently look after are people who have maybe lost their jobs during COVID, have lost their houses, have become unwell because of not being able to access the services that they would normally access in the community, because of the anxiety and depression over not being able to see loved ones. So it can happen to anyone, mental illness. I think some people tend to think that you may be born with schizophrenia or born with these conditions, when actually it can be a traumatic event, and COVID, quite frankly, has been very traumatic for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. I was going to just say, if any of the businesses within Bradford are interested in having a piece put into their workplace with an explanation and rationale as to the piece of work and what it's meant to that individual, we are more than happy to supply some of the artwork, and that's one of the aims. And I know Lord Patel is writing out at the minute some letters to local businesses to encourage that partnership, because we're going to offer a training afternoon, probably within September time, due to looking at the COVID restrictions, obviously. But we're going to provide some free mental health awareness training for businesses, so that they can become almost a partner with Signet Wyke in terms of looking after the well-being of individuals that they work for.
Fantastic. So if anybody wants to take part in that, or if any businesses out there do want to get your kind offer of artwork to display, how can they get in contact with you?
They can email myself, which my email is jordanahurst@signethealth.co.uk, which is jordanahurst@signethealth.co.uk. Or alternatively, they can give Signet Wyke a ring and they can speak to myself or Naomi about the initiative.
Lovely. Well, thank you ever so much for joining us today. It's been lovely speaking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Jo. Thanks for having us on. Bye, everyone.
You're more than welcome. Head of Occupational Therapy at Signet Hospital Wyke, Jordy Hurst, and Ward Manager Naomi McCormack, telling us all about a very special art exhibition at Signet Hospital Wyke.